Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. If you have a dollar bill in your pocket, get it out. Who was Ham Solomon? Reading this fascinating story of the $1 bill is very important. On the rear of the $1 bill, you will see two circles. Together, they comprise the Great Seal of the United States. The First Continental Congress requested that Benjamin Franklin and a group of men come up with a seal. It took them 4 years to accomplish this task and another 2 years to get it approved. If you will look at the left-hand circle, you will see a pyramid. Notice the face is lighted. The western side is dark. This country was just beginning. We had not begun to explore the West or decided what we could do for Western civilization. This pyramid is uncapped, again signifying that we were not even close to being finished. Inside the capstone, you have an all-seeing eye, an ancient symbol for divinity. It was Franklin's belief that one man couldn't do it alone, but a group of men, with the help of God, could do anything. In God We Trust is on this currency. The Latin above the pyramids, Annuit Quaepitus, means God has favored our undertaking. The Latin below the pyramid means a new order has begun. At the base of the pyramid is the Roman numeral for 1776. The bald eagle was selected as a symbol for two reasons. First, he is not afraid of a storm. He is strong and he is smart enough to soar above it. Secondly, he wears no material crown. We had just broken from the King of England. Also notice the shield is unsupported. This country can now stand on its own. At the top of that shield, there is a white bar signifying Congress, a unifying factor. We were coming together as one nation. In the eagle's beak, you will read, E pluribus unum, meaning from many, one. Above the eagle, we have the 13 stars representing the 13 original colonies and any clouds of misunderstanding rolling away. Again, we were coming together as one. I notice what the eagle holds in his talons. He holds an olive branch and arrows. This country wants peace, but we will never be afraid to fight to preserve that peace. The eagle always wants to face the olive branch, but in time of war, his gaze turns to the arrow. On our freedoms, too many veterans gave up too much to let our freedoms fade. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.